Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodrich. Connection is
made. Now, Kelly, last month we said we need to update that intro and co-host.
I don't know. Colleen McPherson. I guess good things take time, don't they, Michael?
They do, they do. Now, I'm going to check out your mic. I can't hear you. Do you want to give us a little test again?
Check, check.
I can't hear you. You're trying to switch mics, if you like, Kelly.
How's that one?
That one's working, yes. All right, we'll see how we're going. That was a bit odd, but we can hear you now. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
That's good.
Bit of a bumpy start, but we're here.
We're here?
Yes.
We're here, and I've got a big question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got your tomato plants in?
I didn't. I'd planned to. It's a Melbourne Cup. It's meant to plant your tomatoes on Melbourne Cup. It was raining.
That's okay. The soil's going to get ready for us, isn't it?
The worms are ready. The soil's ready. Maybe this weekend for sure. And yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm the same. The bed is prepared. It's ready to go. I've got them there. I've just got to get them in the ground and hope that the dog doesn't decide to dig them out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, a bit of a jam pack. Actually, last time, a few months, we've had like one or two guests. We've got a few, mm-hmm. which is great. First up, we have
Nick Rogers. Head honcho at Healesville Living and Learning Centre. It's great to have Nick here. And then we'll be kicking across to...
Gertie.
Yes.
Yes, from Each Financial Capability Worker. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear about what she does and how people can help people out, because obviously leading up to Christmas, pennies get tight, a lot more costs, so some of the financial pressure comes along, especially Christmas, so she can chat about what Each can do to support families and people who might be struggling over Christmas with it financially as well, but also across the year as well.
Absolutely. And to round things out, we've got Christy from the Healesville Toy Library, which is, I'm not sure if we'd say recently reopened, but it seems recent. It's probably been
A rebirth.
Yeah, probably. It's probably been about,
tell a story.
About 6 months, so it'll be good to have you around out the show as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say, let's test out the mic. You go to the mic and see if that one works. So I've got that one here.
Test, test.
Oh, give us again.
Test, test.
Oh, no. I reckon we're going to switch swaps. So I'm going to jump up. All live on radio. Rolling with it. But I'm going to throw it to Nick. Nick, hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Michael. Pleasure to be here and really appreciate you having me. Tell you a little bit more about the Healesville Living and Learning Centre.
And now, Nick. So jumping back in. So, Nick, you've been there for how many weeks now?
I know I started on the 18th of August, so where does that get us? It's about 10, I guess, Kelly, isn't it?
And yeah, and are you feeling you've settled in now? You've found your stride?
I'm getting the hang of it. I must say, there's a lot of people to meet, and I've been out and about trying to make connections with as many people as possible. So there's still lots of work to do in that space. But, yeah, I feel like I'm getting my feet under the desk now and, yeah, getting a good sense of what's available in the community and how we might be able to start helping out a bit more.
Yeah, getting the lay of the land. And like you say, there's lots of people to connect with in Healesville and lots of opportunities aren't there for Healesville Living and Learning. So I know that you've recently had some community conversations and you're checking in with people to get a sense of what people are after and also, you know, some potential partnerships, because it's so important with our community houses. But are you able to sort of share a few little insights of where you've come in those 10 weeks? I mean, you've hit the ground running, haven't you?
That's very nice of you to say. But I've certainly had a number of conversations with people in the community, as well as people in council and funders, as well as stakeholders who are community service providers. And I guess we've uncovered a little bit of new information, I would say, over the last 10 weeks for Healesville Living and Learning and Centre. And I guess it's no surprise to anybody that the time since COVID's been a difficult one for community service organisations, especially those that rely on volunteers.
You're not alone there. Yeah.
So it's probably been a fairly difficult time for the centre in some ways, but we see a real opportunity at the One Badger Creek site, that One Badger Creek Road site, where we have traditionally been now for 40 years or so. But over the last few years, the site has admittedly had not had sufficient maintenance completed.
And quite a few buildings there for you to look after, aren't there?
There are eight buildings for us. And so there's lots of great room for the community to use. And, you know, we just want to essentially going to try and update those rooms a bit, put some carpet in, get some painting done, and try to make the space feel a little bit more welcoming welcoming and accessible. We've now got internet down there in all the rooms again. We've got heaters in all the rooms again. We're setting up little kitchenettes and sort of spaces for people to make tea and coffee in each of the rooms again. And we're really hoping the community is going to effectively use the space a bit better once we've helped them kind of by facilitating that process and revitalising the area a bit more.
Yeah, and there's lots of opportunities because, I mean, community groups, you hire out rooms for community groups, but also you run your regular classes as well. So there's an opportunity there to really, I guess, reinvigorate the site, isn't there, with a little bit of a spring touch-up.
That's right, yeah. So we definitely do run pre-accredited training programs as well as hobby and leisure programs from the site. And you're right, Kelly, we also rent rooms out to volunteer organisations or to community groups or, in fact, to anybody who would like to use the space. There's rooms for sort of 20 people where you could do, for example, work health and safety training. We've got rooms which people like Huey, our local environment group, are using, as well as smaller rooms where we're going to set up a room for a shared workspace, a co-located workspace. And we're really encouraging people, if you've got ideas, to come and talk to us about what you could run at the centre, because we've got a whole lot of space and we're offering it very, very cheaply. So if you've got an idea where you think 4 or 5 or 8 people might jump into that and you're looking for a space to provide that workshop or that class, really encourage you to come down and talk to us. So I just this morning had a phone call from a young woman who wants to run Spanish classes.
Oh, brilliant.
And so she's coming down next week to have a look at the space and we're going to start offering some Spanish classes down there. We've also got a couple who are going to run some Ashtanga yoga classes over the school holidays.
Fabulous.
So that's something else. And we're also thinking about inviting a woman who's a psychotherapist who's looking for space in Healesville. So
okay.
There's a whole lot of different opportunities for people to utilise the space in a whole lot of different ways, I guess.
Yeah, so that community, those community offerings, the workshops, but also that specialised support as well.
Absolutely, yep. So, you know, on that, we've got a youth hub there that unfortunately hasn't been active for a couple of years, but we're just in the process of making some maintenance updates. And
had a bit of a leaky roof, hasn't it, Nick?
Well, it's a very poorly kept secret that there's been a leaky roof there, Kelly, but we're fixing that.
Which is
and
fabulous.
And we're really hoping that we're going to use that space to run all sorts of, it's a multi-purpose space, but kind of with a preference to young people, recognising that there's probably some groups of young people in the community that might appreciate some opportunities to get involved in some structured activity, and we're thinking about trying to use that space as one where we could help engage those young people.
And there's a huge opportunity there, absolutely, and it's such a great site for that drop-in nature as well. And like you say, it's kind of, the canvas is there for community to help you decide, you know, how you enliven that space. And I know a couple of years ago, the admin heart moved up to the link where the library is, the Healesville Library. So that's kind of where the administrative heart is at present. So if people do want to reach out or they've got an idea and they're like, I want to reach out to Nick and the team at Healesville Living and Learning, how do they go about that? What's the best way for them to connect in with you?
Great question, Kelly. So we are up at the library. So the first port of call at the moment would be to drop in to the library and say hi to either myself, Nick, Shona, who's our community development coordinator, or Robin, who's our education coordinator. But you'd also be welcome to send us an email at reception@hllc.org.au. Or contact us on the phone, which is 5962 5982, or else you can contact me directly via email, of course, and I spell my name a little bit differently to most Nicks. I'm N-I-C-H for Harry at hllc.org.au. But any of those communication channels, we would welcome a conversation with you. And we'd also encourage you to come down to the site at One Badger Creek. Come and have a look at our lovely gardens. We've got all these rooms. As we say, we're about to do a bit of a zhuzh up of the place. So if you've got ideas about that, we'd be really welcoming. And we're also looking for volunteers who'd love to pick up a paintbrush or do some gardening or help out in that way as well. So there's going to be a number of opportunities to participate in the next couple of months at Healesville Living and Learning Centre. We're just in the process at the moment of completing a review, and that's with the board at the moment. But around the 15th of November, about 2 weeks' time, we'll have some news for the community, and we'll be getting out and telling everybody about that, which is going to be really quite exciting, I think.
That's exciting. And like you say, I keep hearing opportunity, 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 and it certainly is. And if community members want to plug into one of your existing workshops, how do they find out about what's on offer at the moment and looking ahead for next year?
Yep. So we have a brochure which you can collect from our site at 1 Badger Creek Road or from the Healesville Library office that we have. You can also go to our website, which is hllc.org.au, and we've got all our current programs up on there as well. There will be a newsletter coming out in about 2 weeks, which also provides some updates, yeah.
And there's also, I noticed your Facebook page, there's a little bit of traction happening on your Facebook page as well. You've got some great web workshops. I think there's one on perimenopause or menopause, and there's a neurodivergent workshop with Sandra Tom Jones as well, if I remember rightly. There's a few things happening.
You're all over it, Kelly, and thank you for reminding me. Yes, we do have those two workshops, a perimenopause workshop and a workshop for people who for women who are experiencing neurodiversity or present as neurodiverse, and that they're running on the Saturdays, the 15th and the 21st of 22nd of November, and we've previously had two other community conversations, one around dementia, which was a really great conversation with a small group of about 10 people, and facilitated by Dr. David Rogers, as well as a session on a group called School Can't, who support parents who've got children who are finding it hard to settle in and to sort of settle into traditional school environments. Yeah,
and you were recently lucky, if I may say so, to receive a little bit of philanthropic funding for a very exciting project, Be Like Banksy. So a public art project specifically for young people. How are things going with that?
Yeah, that's going really well. We've got 10 spots and we've already got 3 or 4 of those spots filled.
Fabulous.
A little bit of context around that program is that we're planning to run workshops around stencil art at 1 Badger Creek Road over a month of Sundays in January. In February. I do apologise, in February. And that will lead to the opportunity for some young people to spray some of their art on some identified public spaces across Healesville. And I would highlight that this is legal. And we've been given permission to do this. We're not encouraging people to spray things indiscriminately, but we've been generously given some space where we're going to be able to display this stencil art in public spaces.
And teaming up with Mr. Kangaroo Mural, Paul Sonzi, a local, obviously legendary artist, what a great collaboration.
Yeah. And the other place the some of the stencil art will be going is on the Youth Hub. At the front of the Youth Hub, we're hoping to display some of the best pieces there.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. So, Nick, I know you've hit the ground running. You haven't stopped since you arrived at Healesville Living and Learning, but are there any parting messages you want to share with our community before we have to wrap up today?
Oh, look, thanks heaps, Kelly, and I really appreciate you giving me the chance to talk about what's on. Really, it's just the one message I would say to the community is we want to hear from you. We want to take up opportunities that you see. We want to help you identify needs in the community, and we're here to help. So if there are things that you feel Healesville Living and Learning Centre can do to help, either by bringing people together or by using our site or by facilitating opportunities for workshops around what the community wants and needs, we're really open to hearing suggestions from you and looking forward to working with you through the end of part of this year and into next year.
And it's great, Nick, having you join the wonderful team down there. A final reminder for our listeners, how do they get in touch?
Yep, so give us a call on 5962 5982. That's the central line that'll get you through to our reception. Or else you can contact us via email on reception@hllc.org.au. Or finally, just go to our website, hllc.org.au, and all the information you need is there too.
Wonderful, Nick. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. I know you're very, very busy down there. Appreciate your time, and bigger and brighter things for Healesville Living and Learning. Look out.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time.
Take care.
Connection Show with Kelly and Michael, and it was great to hear Nick and all happening at the Healesville Living Learning Centre. So much going on and so much to come.
Absolutely so much going on. I don't know how he remembers everything, to be honest.
Yes.
But he has, like I said, he's hit the ground running. There's some great things on the horizon, and shout out to him and the team because, yeah, 2026, dare I say it, it's going to be a big year.
Big year, yeah, and just great to see. Like, it's got a beautiful history. And now this next chapter coming into this, like this, all these new things they're trying out as well. Just fantastic having a beautiful, strong community houses in our community.
Absolutely. And what an invitation to the community too, to help shape what the house is going to become.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Our next guest is Gertie, is a financial capability worker at Each. Gertie's just started the role 6 months ago, and she's come to the office to talk about, or our studio here, to talk about what she does and how people can support people, particularly because Christmas is coming up. Sometimes that's a really hard time for families, individuals, to cover the costs of Christmas, but also all those challenges across life as well. So welcome, Gertie. How are you?
Hello, Michael. Hello, Kelly. Nice to be invited. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
From our Dire Financial Capability Service.
Yes, it is. And also Each, people recognise Each. There's an office in Yarra Junction. People might recognise as the Purple Church, it used to be, but in Yarra Junction. But across, you cover across Yarra Ranges, Maroondah and
Knox
as well. So a big, big area as well, and lots of services. But this is a bit of a change. Before, how do you financial counselling, but financial capability is a bit of a different change in the conversation as well. So can you tell us a bit about what that looks like and what you do?
Yeah, so financial capability, the service actually promotes education around financial literacy. We help clients to understand, get an understanding about their income, about their bills, about their budgets. We help them to build budgets. Also, if they want to access grants, like the utility relief grant, for example.
Yes.
Or if they would like to have a big bill coming up, let's say for, you know, Christmas presents or a car services due, sort of help them to budget accordingly to their income, that they can put money aside for savings, that they actually have the money ready when they need it.
Yeah, exactly. And we mentioned in the chapter four, sometimes those conversations are really hard to have, and sometimes like there's that money conversation, sometimes a bit of a legacy from your own child and your own family, your parents not talking about money as well, and it's a legacy sometimes when you come to families, or, you know, personally, just it's a hard thing to have sometimes. That first phone call is the hardest, but it's also the first step for making change too.
Yes, if the client likes to ring in actually to get some financial capability support, the client has to be over 18 and sort of pays for some sort of accommodation. It can be bought, they can have a mortgage, or paying rent, even in a shared house, then they're eligible for the service, and then we can sort of help them along for whatever, you know, needs they have. If they want to draw a budget, or if they need some options, how to tailor payment plan for existing debts, things like this, we always can help.
Yeah, beautiful. Can we get your mic up a little bit closer? That's it. Yeah, beautiful. That's the way. And so someone might be listening and they might be going through, but they might be worried about their money or sort of the one of the things they have, or they might know somebody who might need support. So can you guess, like, so people want to reach out, they make a phone call to each and they say, hey, I'd like to have some help with my finances. What happens next? What can they expect?
So they actually make a phone call, they get registered on the system with us. We have a wait list. We pick them up on the wait list. We offer appointments either in person or over the phone. We have a Ringwood office, a Boronia office for outreach at Yarra Junction every fortnight. And then the client come in and present what they would like to get help with. We then help the client.
Yeah, lovely. And so you said beforehand, I think it's off air, the wait list now is not...
It's quite small at the moment. We're expecting that maybe it will sort of, you know, build up a little bit towards Christmas. But, you know, please ring in, it's self-referral, or if you come from a different sort of agency or with a support worker, the support worker can actually also refer the client in.
Yeah, lovely. And so you have the first meeting, you sort of talk about... That's probably for the first time. After the referral, you'll make an appointment and then talk about what your challenges are and how you're going.
Yeah, so our service is actually free, confidential, and non-judgmental. We talk about their situation. The clients tell us what they would like to get out of the session. And then we sort of, depends if they need, sort of, if they would like to have help with setting up the utility relief grant, we can do that. Or if they would like to get to know where they stand with their finances, we help them to do budget. The client is sort of meant to, you know, we can work with them whatever
and
they
support
can.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And I guess some people, like, there might be that relief for utilities, but also sometimes would. And the hard thing now is there's so many options around credit cards, but the pay after and all the pay after the apps and things that can be sometimes really challenging people to get into debt unknowingly and then caught in a situation like, well, how do I, and then they have debt collectors after them or they have this big debt and they're not quite sure how to approach that.
Yes, and all the financial capability workers do not work with debts. We sort of support around budget and financial literacy.
Yes.
We have a financial counselling team if the client is actually struggling to sort of meet their repayments, then they can actually sort of go to our financial counselling.
Yeah.
Can refer them internally.
So it's good. So that first stop is to have a conversation with you a bit and go, where are you at and what do you need some help support with? And that might be just a bit more of a learning and understanding how to budget and some capability building. But also you can refer to a financial counsellor if you have those debts you're not quite sure how to approach as well, and then sometimes they can be quite scary.
Now inform them about their financial rights, them can make better informed decisions, and what kind of options they actually have available to them.
Yeah, wonderful. And you said before you have like about 3 to 4 sessions you can have with individual to support them.
Our service is a short-term service. We sort of say between 1 and 6 sessions.
Yes.
The client sort of meant to sort of engage with us over a certain period of time, either over the phone or in person, and we conclude sort of when the client's goals are achieved. We can also work on goal settings, things like that for something in the future.
Yeah,
it
beautiful.
It's tailored to the individual situation of the client.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And that's because every situation is different, but also the time period in your life, what's happening right now and what you're dealing with can change and as well. And so if people want to, and also you mentioned before, obviously off-air as well, like you do one-on-one support, but also you do offer, if you mentioned it, reaching out to the neighbourhood houses, community houses around offering if organisations would like to have a workshop. So if they have like a neighbourhood house, have a group who will want to hear about more about financial capability building.
Yes,
you can also do some workshops as well.
Yes, we run some workshops. It can be either be just in general what financial capability service looks like, or also if they would like to have more help around budgeting or goal setting, things like this.
Yeah, fantastic. So if people want to find out more or would like to reach out help, where can they do?
Please phone in for 1300 0034-224-224, or they can email us at fcintake@each.com.au.
Yep. Beautiful.
So it's 1300-003-224.
Lovely. I think Each also have quite an extensive website. So if you're going to browse and just search Each, the kind of details there, the email address, you can go through that website as well, which has all the services that Each offer as well. So if it's not just the financial counselling or financial capability.
Yeah, the services.
Yes.
Call in. The first step is really calling in and engage with our service.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Gaita, for coming today.
Thank
so much to hear it.
Us.
Yes. And it's wonderful having outreach. So important. I think it's great when you live down a line. There's also it's near, but out here where there's not so many, having outreach and you actually meet people. Sometimes you love to have an online conversation or a phone conversation, but sometimes it's really lovely to have a face-to-face conversation.
Yes.
And so doing outreach is just fantastic to have, and amazing to still keep that up in Yarra Junction as well.
Yes, great, yes.
Yeah. All right, thanks so much.
Much, Michael.
Cheers. Off now. This is a request from River for some crunchy granola. And next up, we're going to have a chat with our local toy library.
Drinking, crunchy granola's deep. Heard about Gordy now, just east of Harlem. Dougie gonna be there, but you got to call him. Even the soldiers need a break sometime. Listen to the groove, y'all. Let it unwind your mind. No intoxication, let's see what I see. Dancing hot and sweaty, right in front of me.
In front of me.
Oh, call it what you like. I'ma call it how I be. This is just another one of God's gifts. Musicology. Got to keep the party moving, like I told you. Keep the old school joint for the true funk soldiers. Musicology. Got to wait a minute, babe. Wish I had a dollar for every time you say. Don't you miss the feeling music gave you back in the day? Let's groove September. Earth, wind, and fire. Hot pants by James. Slides don't take you higher. Minor keys and drums. Go on the skate jam. Take your pick. Turntable, or a band. But if it ain't Chuck D, Jam Master J, know what they losing. Cause we got a PhD in advance. Party moving. Bang! Keep the party moving. Just like I told you. Keep the old school joint. For the true folk soldiers. Musicology. Alright. Hold it down, band.
Hips and lips, chips and whips.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent. A wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud.
So I say thank you.
Wasn't that beautiful, Kelly?
Who doesn't love ABBA?
I know.
I was really excited. I was mentioning off air that I was so excited when I think it was their 40, it had been 40 years since they released an album.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, I was top of the list to get a vinyl. I'm the biggest ABBA tragic. I absolutely love it. Fond memories of ABBA arrival as a little kid growing up in Bundalong. I just love their music. It's quintessential classic. It never gets old, does it?
It is beautiful. I have a very snippet of a story. Many moons ago, I was living in England as a nanny.
Okay.
And I met one of the nannies, and we're in this Prince Risborough, which is where they filmed Heartbeat. And the other nanny's family had owned the house where, one of the ABBA members owned it before them. And when they moved in, they were going through the attic and they found the ABBA gold records in the attic. Left behind.
Oh, but my goodness. I've just fallen off the chair.
So you should be like, these, and they're on their wall. You go, oh, this is the ABBA. How did you get that? Like, oh, by the way, they...
It's a bit of a story.
Yeah.
Wow. What a find.
So somewhere, some missing gold records for the ABBA.
Oh.
But anyway, back on track.
ABBA. And now we're switching gears. We're switching from ABBA to the Healesville Toy Library. Now, we're really lucky today. We've got Christy. Welcome, Christy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
That's good. Good to have you here. And good that there was a break in the clouds. It's a little bit sunny out there. You've popped away. I know you're a very busy person, aren't you? You've probably done a million things today.
I have, but I've always got time for you guys.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it's fabulous to have you here. And we were saying off air that the Toy Library in Healesville, it had sort of had a bit of a slumber period there for a while and it recently reopened. But then I thought to myself, recently, it's been a blur. You reopened back in May, was that right?
Yeah, just at the end of May we had our grand opening.
Uh-huh, and it went really well.
It went amazing. Better than we could have expected, and we're up to around 40-something members now.
Wow. And can we jump back a step? So how did you get involved in the Toy Library?
Well, I was looking into getting back into some volunteer work. Mm-hmm. My youngest had started school, so I had the free time again. And I saw a thing on social media. They were looking for someone to come help catalogue toys, data entry, and I thought I could do that. And, yeah, so I popped down and met an amazing group of people that I really got along with well, and next thing you know, I was on the committee, and then next thing you know, I was the secretary.
And here you are. It's funny how these things happen, isn't it?
It is.
And look, I guess we must give a shout-out to Healesville Connect, who were kind of the driving force to bring the library back to kick things off.
Yes, they did a great job. Jo Bracken is one of the main drivers of it. She did an amazing job getting it all started up again. And
lots of cataloguing and lots of putting things in a new database, and there was a lot of behind the scenes to get it up and about.
Oh, heaps. And we had a lot of amazing volunteers come and help as well, which was great.
And it's been great. Like I guess if we can share with the listeners, where are you located?
We are in the council building down near the library. Mm-hmm. It's 110 River Street.
That's right, yeah.
In Healesville. Yeah. You can look out for the big platypus flag out the front.
And I noticed when you were sort of busy, everyone was cataloguing toys and getting them all on the database, and that the storeroom went from a bit of a ramshackled space to, I tell you what, it's like the grocery store of toy libraries now. It is so organised and just so clean, organised, but also there's a range of toys in there. So if we were to come in, and a local family is pretty keen to connect in with some of the resources that you have at the library, how do they go about it?
Well, yeah, pop down. They can have a look on a Saturday morning. We're open from 10:15 to 11:30. And they can have a look by themselves, or we can show them around. Things are labelled. We have beginner toys. We have construction toys. So many toys. We also have puzzles. All for a wide variety of different ages and skills.
And look, I might be asking some pedestrian questions here, but I've never actually used a toy library myself. So how does it work? So you've got a great range of toys, all age groups are catered for, but if I want to come down and borrow some toys, what does that look like? How does it work?
Similar just to your average library. You come down, you have a look, you pick out the different things that you'd like, and then we put it on the system and you get to keep them for about 2 weeks, and then bring them back and swap them over for something new.
And the beautiful thing is, we were just talking to Gertie off air, who was our financial capability expert from EACH prior to your interview, Christy, and what a great idea. There's no money that you have to spend on the toys. There's no toys that become unpopular or, you know, they get dusty in a corner, and you're connecting in with a local resource. So it's a bit of a tick, tick, tick for everything, isn't it?
It really is. It's great. It's a great sustainable way as well. It saves a lot of stuff from landfill, and it also gives parents a go at trying something before they actually buy it as well, if it's something that their child really loves, or if it's something that the child's going to, you know, look at for 2 seconds and then never touch again.
Covers all bases, and particularly in the lead up to Christmas as well, an opportunity for everyone, but particularly, I guess, if you're doing it a little bit tough and, you know, you've got multiple kids and it's a tricky time of the year for many, to pop down and have a look and see, okay, well, what can I access for free to, like you say, try before you buy.
Yeah, exactly. And there's so many different toys. And we also have a concession discount as well.
Okay.
And if anyone is having a real hard time, they can actually be sponsored and get a free membership.
Okay. So on that membership, so what does that involve?
The membership, it's $40 a month or $40 a year.
Great value for money.
What discount? Wow.
Great. There you go.
Or $30 for a concession. Okay. And that entitles you to four toys and two puzzles, and you can come down weekly or you can keep them for the fortnight if you'd like.
Fabulous. So, and just remind everyone, so you're open every Saturday morning?
That's correct, from 10:15 to 11:30.
Yeah, and like you say, the little banner, the platypus banner's out the front when you're open, but it's literally in the Hillsville Library building or the community link there. You can't miss it, can you?
No. And yeah, the banner is quite large, so you can see it from Coles. So yeah, come and check it out.
And a friendly crew. So if you happen to get yourself lost looking for the toy library, the library staff or the council staff there will certainly be able to point you in the right direction. And like you say, Christy, there's a huge team of volunteers that are getting this library up and about.
Yes, we have amazing volunteers that come and help out each week, or even to pop in to help us sort or catalogue more toys as well, which is great.
And I'm showing too, like, it's great having so many volunteers, but I'm sure you always like some more volunteers too. So for you, yes, what was the best thing about being volunteering? And give us your sales pitch. If people want to live locally and like, oh, this sounds great, but I want to be involved and meet amazing people like yourself.
I know, I really enjoy it. It gives you a really great feeling. And we get such positive feedback from people as well, which is just lovely to hear, you know, everyone enjoying it and appreciating what we're doing.
Yeah.
So if you do want to help out, free to pop in.
Absolutely great. And school holidays are coming up soon-ish. And so obviously keeping the kids entertained during school holidays is sometimes a bit of a challenge. And so having these toys that, like, you can have for a few weeks and give back, and so you can try some different ones, it's a great chance to trial out the toy library for school holidays, but also probably a great present to give to a family as a membership as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We and we can do ones for grandparents, or we can do it for parents or carers. So, and you can use that one membership for your family. So, and yeah, you can definitely get a membership for someone for Christmas.
Yeah, so if you haven't thought of a Christmas present for a family, this is the one. Especially if you live in Healesville or Badger Creek or around the area, it's a great present to be there. Keep giving the all the year through.
Definitely.
Yeah, and so people want to find out more about the toy library, they can pop down, but also online or on Facebook, how can they find out some more if you've got some online presence?
We do. We're on Facebook and Instagram, and you can also look up hillsville.mybase.com.au and check out the range of toys that we have on there as well.
Oh, beautiful. So all the catalogue there is online, so you can go through and sort of and see what you have.
Yes, and there you can sometimes search from age ranges as well. Mm-hmm. So if you have a three-year-old, you can check for things for three-year-olds and stuff as well. So
yeah,
and it's very easy to use.
Yeah, fantastic. If people can't find the website, it's easy because all you do is search Healesville Toy Library, and it's one of those top things comes up on your search bar as well.
Yep,
which is fantastic.
It's great.
Yes,
look for the platypus.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Never enough time, Michael.
Never.
Thank you so much for joining us on your busy day, Christy. Absolutely lovely to have you, and wonderful to have the Healesville Toy Library back in town. Yeah, we look forward to seeing how things grow and continue to grow. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much, and thank you also, a shout out to everyone that has given us grants along the way as well. It is greatly appreciated, and we're putting it to good use.
Wonderful. Great to have you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. Kelly, that's our show.
Geez, these hours fly, don't they?
It does.
It's
it really
just
does.
An absolute blur. But, hey, we'll be back bigger and better in December. It'll be here before we know it. And then, dare I say it, Christmas. It's on our doorstep.
It is. Christmas episode next week. And the Kate from the Redwood Centre is also on next week. It's about the Redwood Centre, but also the Toy Library in Warburton as well, with the Brushies Toy Library as well.
Beautiful way to round out the year.
Beautiful. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks, Michael.